Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. We'll make fun of the WNBA. We'll talk about the looting and the Ukraine stuff with Biden from today. Looks like Trump met with a potential VP, meeting with Mitch McConnell, emails, all that and more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's deal with the Ukraine thing before we get to the WNBA thing, though. So we've been talking about this a lot, and we're going to keep talking about it, sadly, for years, that it's beginning to get more and more obvious this is all about money. Obviously, it's not about freedom or democracy. It's not about Putin marching through Europe. Anyone who says that is an idiot or a liar. It's obviously about something else. And more and more and more, it becomes clear that this is all about money. It's all about money for the finance giants, money for the defense contractors, job security for all these generals, and of course, all that money for finance giants and defense contracts translates directly into money for political candidates. All those defense contractors have PACs that write gigantic checks to whichever candidate wants to keep the war drums beating in Ukraine. That's the truth. Biden was over there today, and he was pretty eloquent.
And Mr. Nadella, Mike.
When he was done stumbling and fumbling and drooling on himself, though, he did talk about this.
President Zelensky and I have just now signed that agreement between the United States and Ukraine. Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term. A lasting peace for Ukraine must be underwritten by Ukraine's own ability to defend itself now and to deter future aggression anytime in the future. The United States is going to help ensure that Ukraine can do both. Not by sending American troops to fight in Ukraine, but by providing weapons and ammunition.
Just pause on that for a moment. I'll let him keep going. But don't you love how the scumbags in the Democrat and Republican Party, how they all keep selling that to us as the selling point? The whole no American troops. No, we're only here. Hey, we better do this or American troops will die. Hey, it's only your money, your livelihood, and you can't afford a pound of burger, but no American troops. They keep saying it as if we should thank them for that. Oh, wow. You mean you're not grabbing our sons and daughters now and allowing them to be slaughtered on foreign soil for the first time in ages? Wow, what a guy. Thanks, Joe. The Republicans do it too. We're going to keep doing this, but not with American troops. No, not our troops. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. It's just your money. Who cares, right?
Expanding intelligence sharing. Continuing to train brave Ukrainian troops at bases in Europe and the United States. Enhancing interoperability between our militaries in line with NATO standards. Investing in Ukraine's defense industrial base. So in time, they can supply their own.
I love that. I love how they put that. Investing in Ukraine's defense industrial base. What a word. What a way to phrase that.
Weapons and munitions. Working with Ukraine's partners to build a future force that is strong, sustainable, and resilient. And supporting Ukraine's economic recovery, as well as its energy recovery, after Russia has repeatedly targeted Ukraine's energy grid with massive attacks in the futile attempt to break the will of the Ukrainian people.
So, who's going to be involved in all this? Boy, that sounds like, if you're listening to it a certain way, that sounds expensive, doesn't it? I realize they're using politician words like investment, of course, but you and I both know how that works. You, me, we will never see a penny of that money, and we'll never see any benefit. Don't get me wrong, Joe Biden will get plenty of benefit. Him and all the dirtballs in the government will have their campaign coffers filled. The defense contractors will all be on private jets to Barbados. You, me, no, we're not going to be able to afford eggs. But didn't that sound like a lot of money? Huh. Who's going to get involved and help Joe out? Oh, would you look at that? He found somebody. But before I play this, what are the three finance giants, evil monsters? What are the names of the three evil finance giants who are responsible for so much of the corporate filth you see out there now? You're mad about ESG. I am too. You're mad about DEI, all this diversity crap. I am too. Who are the three finance giants? BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Burn those names into your memory. These are the names of gigantic corporations. A Republican who actually wanted to save the country, he'd be attacking these companies. They are forcing this corporate communism everywhere. But you don't think they're just doing that out of the goodness of their heart, right? You see BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. They have found a reliable business partner, the United States government. And look at that. Joe was looking for someone to help out in Ukraine, and wow, look who he found.
Mr. Fink, I call you Larry, I'm calling you Mr. Fink. But we go back a long way. BlackRock, today BlackRock and other partners are committing to invest at least $4 billion toward infrastructure projects that align with our PGI priorities.
Oh, what a good guy. Larry Fink and BlackRock, they're going to, what did he say, Chris? Give? Is that what he said? Did he say give? Maybe I should play it again. Mr. Fink, who we called him, Mr. Fink, is he going to give that money?
Mr. Fink, I call you Larry, I'm calling you Mr. Fink. But we go back a long way. BlackRock, today BlackRock and other partners are committing to invest at least $4 billion toward infrastructure projects that align with our PGI priorities.
So allow me to explain how this works. The federal government, Central Intelligence Agency, most definitely is knee-deep involved in all this, and gigantic global corporations have billions and probably trillions at stake in Ukraine and the various mineral deposits and energy that's in Ukraine, the grains, to everything else. They need to keep a hold of those things and keep control of those things. And they understand that the taxpayer in various nations, this isn't just ours, the taxpayer will be abused. They will hoover up all that money out of your wallet. They will spread it around to all of their friends, finance giants, defense contractors, politicians, you name it. If you're in the club, which you aren't, but if you're in the club, you are going to be well cared for. Oh, Larry Fink ain't giving $4 billion to nobody. He is investing in that. Do you think being a card-carrying member of the system, do you think he's going to get some returns on that $4 billion? Do you think in the end of all this, Larry Fink's going to wake up and do what I do, roll over and grab his phone, maybe pull up his bank app on his phone and say, oh, gosh, oof, $4 billion, that hurt. I can't believe we lost all that. Or do you think being good friends with Joe and helping, of course, democracy in Ukraine, do you think that might end up paying in the end? As I've said, we are in the looting the treasury phase of our republic. And it is maddening to watch all these dirtballs do it right in front of our eyes. It's not even like it's behind closed doors. If you're somebody like you who pays attention, they brag about it.
President Zelensky and I have just now signed that agreement between the United States and Ukraine. Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term. A lasting peace for Ukraine must be underwritten by Ukraine's own ability to defend itself now and to deter future aggression anytime in the future. The United States is going to help ensure that Ukraine can do both, not by sending American troops.
I want you, as you finish this, I want you to think about your grocery bill last month.
To fight in Ukraine, but by providing weapons and ammunition, expanding intelligence sharing, continuing to train brave Ukrainian troops at bases in Europe and the United States.
They take money from your wallet and they hand it out to all their friends domestically and internationally while you can barely afford to live. And then they run to the cameras and have the gall to tell you how great you
all have. All Americans, both those who are well off and those who are near the bottom of the income distribution, are better off now. Their wages have risen more than prices.
It's so in your face. All right. Speaking of in your face, let's talk about the WNBA next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Doesn't have to be political. Can be about anything. Email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The WNBA is expected to lose $50 million despite popularity. The league is hard-pressed to exist without the NBA, according to an executive. And I'm not going to rip on the WNBA again. That's too much fun, and I've already done it before, and I don't want to go into that right now. It's crazy when you take a step back and look at our country and how much lame failure is being subsidized and how much failure is being wholly propped up just because it represents some kind of commie gobbledygook cultural thing to people. Why is there a WNBA? It doesn't make any money. Nobody watches it. Everyone has to pretend to care about it. Wow, look at those girls shoot. But no one enjoys it. It's a charity league. I'm getting a bunch of crap because I said it's essentially a charity for lesbians. I don't know why I'm getting crap for that. That's what it is. It's a charity. It's not a business. It exists on the charity of the NBA. But look, this is one example. There are endless examples in our society of lameness or failure or things people have no stomach for at all that are propped up simply because of the cultural Marxist gobbledygook they represent. We talked about it a little bit last night. The Disney thing, the new Star Wars thing, you know, all these Star Wars movies, all these Disney movies they're putting out, movie after movie after movie after movie, they're all bombing, all of them. Their new Star Wars thing is a disaster. Nobody's watching it. And I played for the audio. I don't have to play it again of the director and the actress. Ah, it's the gayest Star Wars ever. I love how gay it is. I tried to make it super gay. And yet, they keep doing it. They keep making these movies. They keep producing the same commie filth. Ah, look, it's a movie for kids. Check out these lesbos. They do it over and over and over and over and over again without end. And it loses money. And you can really see, honestly, can't you see now why communist countries collapse in the end? Think how many lies get subsidized in a communist country. Just look around you right now. How many outright lies are being subsidized, being held up, propped up by money they didn't earn in our society? It's everywhere. You want to do something? You want something that'll blow you away? If you want to do a little research on it, it's worth doing. I've done it before. You know, DEI is ridiculous, right? It's just cultural Marxist gobbledygook. That's all it is. Oh, we need more diversity. No, we don't. We need more inclusion. Nope, don't need that either. It's garbage. You know it's garbage. I know it's garbage, right? Go look up the salary. Pick a university. Go look up a salary of the, quote, head of DEI of the various universities across the United States of America. There are these ridiculous commie hags without a single skill of value in the world, and they're making incomes that make me cry. They're going to make you cry. You can go find these. Oh, she's the head of the DEI department at Duke. And they're making 200, 300, 400 G's. What's their job? Well, be racist. Run white people out. Oh, we don't need any more straight whites. They provide nothing of value whatsoever. Zero, zip, zilch. There's nothing on that P&L, the profit loss sheet. There's not a single thing on the profit loss sheet that they provide. And yet they're making fortunes off of this. Chris, what'd you just find? On average, Chris just looked up the average. The average is 150 G's a year. What would you give to make $150,000 a year? And that's what DEI people who don't provide a single tangible thing are making. It's crazy when you step back and think about it. It's not just the WNBA. It's everywhere in this country. And look, speaking of tangible, tangible is going to take on new meaning as the rocky economic times continue. I'm not going to say come. We're already in them. You know that. So where do we put our money? Well, make sure your money is going to tangible things. How often have we talked about it? Gold, silver, land, real estate. Gold, silver, land, real estate. Tangible assets. That's what the finance giants are buying up. That's what state actors are buying up. Well, I'm not a millionaire. Done for you real estate is not for millionaires. Done for you real estate is so normal people can begin the process of acquiring rental homes. They handle it all for you. The financing, they find the home, they handle the rental process. You're not dealing with any of this. And you'll start out with one. You're not going to start out with 10. But it can grow into 10, and they've done this many times. You might retire on this one day. You realize that? People have. And pass it down to your children. What a thing to pass down. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Doneforyoujesse.com. Find out how. All right? All right. Exclusive. This is from the Daily Wire. Oh, jeez. Air Force celebrates Pride Month. That would have been bad enough. But they're celebrating Pride Month with a guy named Brian Bond. Brian Bond is the head of PFLAG. And I had to be really careful with how I said that. PFLAG, P-F-L-A-G. And this guy has advocated openly for children to chop their penises and breasts off. And he is being welcomed and promoted by the Air Force to celebrate Pride Month. Gee, I got to tell you, I just can't figure out why rural boys aren't joining the military anymore. Huh? Why is that Iowa farmer? That Southern hunter, that Montana fisherman. Why are they not signing up to join the military anymore? Do they not want to serve under this? That's exactly why. Turned into filth instead of what it used to be. All right, let's talk about this Trump-Ben Carson thing, Trump-Mitch McConnell thing. Got a couple little Trumpster comments, and then we have some emails, and we have a lot we still have to get to. Don't worry. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, tackling all the tough issues of the day. Me and Jewish producer Chris during the break were just discussing goldfish versus Cheez-Its. And you were asking flavors. I think I need to clarify something because I said Cheez-Its. It's no question it would be Cheez-Its. However, white cheddar Cheez-Its are on a whole new level. I love some white cheddar Cheez-Its. But are we talking about the flavor blasted goldfish? Now, if we're talking flavor blasted, I think the goldfish, man, they might be in that conversation. They might be winning that conversation. Michael, Cheez-Its or flavor blasted goldfish? What say you? Flavor blasted? The flavor blasted thing, here's the problem though with the flavor blasted goldfish. It's very similar to sausage gravy, Once you have flavor blasted goldfish, what reason is there to ever have a non-flavor blasted goldfish? Everybody loves to get blasted. Why would you have non-flavor blasted? It's just like gravy. Oh, we've got brown gravy. Really? Why? They invented sausage gravy. Once sausage gravy got here, all other forms of gravy became obsolete. No, I don't want to buy a beeper. I want to buy a cell phone. Don't give me your brown gravy. No one has ever, ever, ever had a bite of sausage gravy and thought, this would be better without the sausage in it. It's never happened, ever. Well, I mean, actually, we just talked about the WNBA. Maybe they wouldn't like the sausage, but you understand exactly what, whatever. Dr. Ben Carson announces he will meet up with Trump this weekend as VP rumors swirl. I'll be honest. I'm coming around more and more on the Ben Carson for VP thing. And what have we said forever about vice president? The vice president, you don't want him to be like you. You want your vice president to fill in gaps, shortcomings you may have. Ben Carson presents a, I say calming, that's being very nice, a painfully boring presence. He is very, very boring, but he's an incredible human being, highly intelligent, has a fascinating story. I like him personally. He's very boring, but I like the guy personally. I think it would be... it would reflect calm, where Trump does a lot of things. Trump doesn't reflect calm. You're definitely not getting a heaping helping of calm with Trump. I kind of like it. And I really dislike some of the options. I really like the Ben Carson one. The only option I'm going to freak out about, though, if Trump picks her, is Elise Stefanik. The other options, like the Rubios of the world, meh. Tim Scott, I can't stand him, but I would understand it. Ben Carson, I think, is a smart pick. J.D. Vance, I love, but I'd rather he stay in the Senate. But that's a great pick. You get J.D. Vance on your team. Governor Burgum, I would even get that. Like, I would get that. Elise Stefanik, if it's Elise Stefanik, honestly, I don't even know if I'm going to come into work that day, because what's going to happen is I'm going to pop a blood vessel in my face, and I'm just going to lose it, and I'm going to make a bunch of Trump people really angry. Elise Stefanik is a leftist. She is a leftist. She is a Democrat in almost every possible way. But she is a Democrat who has understood that if you kiss Trump's butt enough, that he will like you. It doesn't matter your ideology. If you kiss his butt enough, he'll like you. And she has kissed his butt endlessly to the point she's on the short list for VP. Trump's presidency last time was kneecapped repeatedly by the leftists he surrounded himself with, specifically Jared Kushner. Trump would have these great America First ideas, and he would be trying to implement them, and Kushner would come in and torpedo the whole thing time and time and time again, constantly pulling Trump to the left, pulling Trump to the left, off of where he should be. If he brings in another freaking leftist who's nice to him, I'm going to lose my mind. It better not be Elise Stefanik. The others, okay, whatever. But gosh, please not that woman. Good grief. Along those lines, Trump is going to meet with Mitch McConnell for the first time in 4 years. Apparently they did meet. Now, I understand this may make some Trump people angry that he met with Mitch McConnell. And listen, nobody hates Mitch McConnell more than me. But if that makes you angry, allow me to defend him here. I guess I was just ragging on him. Now I'm defending him. Allow me to defend him here. Donald Trump has to win this election. In his mind, of course, it's everything. It's for Donald Trump. Let me explain the stakes. I'm not talking about you or me or the country. For Donald Trump, this election is about going to prison. I mean, you understand that they are going to paste him to the wall if Joe Biden wins this election. That's another 4 years of Merrick Garland, special counsel Jack Smith. He might be in New York State prison. This election for Donald Trump might be about dying in prison because of his age. That really, I know that sounds nuts. That's legitimate, and he knows that. He has to win this election. He is in the coalition building phase now. The coalition building phase is the one that always drives people like you and me crazy if we let it. He'll take these people. Look, Mitch McConnell is Trump's mortal enemy. And look, he's going to come together with these people, or at least he's going to try to calm things down. And as much as I hate this, and I do hate it, and it is terrible, until we get better Republicans in the House and the Senate, then we are going to have to try to figure out a way to live with the losers we have. Now, if Republicans would bother showing up in primaries in red states, then we could get rid of all these guys. But as long as only five people continue to vote in the Republican primaries, and those five people are the 570-year-olds who watch Fox News every night, then this is what we're stuck with. He's in the coalition building phase. It is what it is. All right. Jesse, I see a lot of people saying the left went too far and the conviction ensures a Trump win. I just don't see it. In a country where 85% of the people not only lined up for an experimental shot for a chest cold, but they also shamed those who didn't get it, wore masks outside, and closed their businesses. I just don't see enough people seeing what is happening. What do you think? His name is Chris. I always have to separate this. My appreciation for hardcore anti-communists like you and my frustration, I'll put it that way. I could have used a harsher word, but it would have sounded too bad. My frustration with the American people. I do not have faith in the American people. I do not. Not as a whole. In huge pockets of them, sure. In you, yeah. The American people as a whole repeatedly have horrified me, especially over the last few years. You mentioned the COVID stuff. I will never get over that until the day I die. If I live to 80, which will never happen, but if I live to 80, on my deathbed, I swear I'm going to think about my countrymen laying down when the government told them to go home and hide. I can't believe the land of the free is full of people like this. And it's not just the initial response to COVID. The American people voted every single lockdown politician back into office except for Trump. Every one of them. Trump's the only one who lost, and that's not why he lost. Besides Trump, every single lockdown politician in America got reelected. That does not speak highly of us. That's, honestly, that's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. That's really embarrassing. All right, whatever. Look, it woke me up to many things. I'll tell you that much. It was an awakening, that's for sure. And one of the things it really sparked in me was an interest in natural solutions to the things that bother me. Natural solutions used to be something, I wouldn't say I used to scoff at, but oh, okay, I mean, I guess I'll try it. I know it's not going to work. I've realized more and more that it's the way to go. When you have pain in your life, you have some kind of nagging pain, is it your back, very common, your neck, muscle pain, whatever. You know there's a natural way you can get after that? Relief Factor is something, you take it daily. It's drug-free, and it helps support your body's natural response to pain. When you take Relief Factor, it builds up in your system, and you will wake up one day, and it just won't be there. Take it for 3 weeks, and then tell me how you feel. You feel better? Keep going. If you don't, stop. It works. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. It's just 3 weeks. Try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here. But we will, of course, be back tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm so excited about that. It's going to be a fun day. Email your questions. They can be political or not. I don't care. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right? All right. We'll will tackle as many emails as humanly possible tomorrow. Like this one. Baldy, I don't know what she's saying. Baldy Fittipaldy. I know the real reason you want to go to Istanbul. You can't fool me. A good friend of ours with your hairline, actually a little worse if that's imaginable. It's so mean. Just went to get transplant surgery, so he has the opportunity to have a full head of hair again. Your secret is not safe with me. And that's not very nice, lady. Chris, I've heard they do amazing stuff over there. What if, hear me out. Hear me out, Chris. You don't even know what I'm going to say yet. Listen. What if I went over and did the hair thing, only instead of restoring some sort of a normal set of hair, I went just totally over the top and got the thickest, most absurd mane. Oh, yeah, mullet. Go mullet or afro. I've always wanted an afro. What if I went over and got a huge afro? Tell me that wouldn't be sick. Chris, can you find out how much it is? And don't find a discount, Chris. We all know how you are. Can you find out how much it is? I think that would be a great gag. I think it would be funny. I'll deal with the wife when I get home. All right? I'm sure she'll be fine with it at some point in time. She'll learn to love me. All right? Just find out. Afro, mullet, and if there's a difference in cost. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And then I'll come home. Imagine, just wrap your mind around this. How comfortable would the MyPillow 2.0 be if you had an afro adding extra cushion to it? What, Chris? Now think about this. Think about this. You already have the MyPillow foam, right? And you already have the Giza fabric, the temperature regulating fabric on there. If you get a big enough afro, aren't you essentially adding an extra pillow to your night's sleep? You think you're sleeping well on your MyPillow stuff now. Wait till Afro Jesse gets here. And if you want a MyPillow without the afro, they can't sell you that. One of the premium MyPillows are $25 right now. Their sandals are $25. They have this big $25 extravaganza sale. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special squares and use the promo code Jesse. You want some MyPillow and an afro? Call them. 800-845-0544. I want to stress they don't deal in afros. That's how I'm going to approach it. You're on your own. All right? Chris, you said $2,000 to $8,000 for hair? And why does it take 2 weeks to recover? What are they doing to my head that it would take 2 weeks? It's hair, not heart surgery. Probably before you can shower and stuff. You know what? I take it back. Now that you brought up the showering, I don't want hair again. You know how nice it is to not even own shampoo anymore? And the wife is just mortified because I still have this little bit of peach fuzz up here. You don't need shampoo for this. I just get a little body wash, the manliest body wash you can find. Squirt a little of that in my hand. That's the sound it makes. Boom, wash my hair. What, Chris? What are you making that face for? Jesse, my husband and I got married yesterday. Any advice for us? Oh, I see the Ask Dr. Jesse ones are already rolling in. You can say our names. Connor and Hannah. Congratulations, Connor and Hannah. I do have a piece of advice. Not that you need to take any marriage advice from me ever, but I do have a piece of marriage advice for me that, well, it's been huge. Don't ever, 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 under any circumstances, throw out your husband's white linen pants. All right, no, stop. I'm joking. Don't ever, in all seriousness, don't ever badmouth your spouse to someone else. Fight. Have a good fight. Go for it. Have it privately. What does that mean? Fellas, you don't go golfing with your buddies. Ah, my wife's nagging. Ladies, you don't call your mom. You don't call your sister, your girlfriends. I just can't take how mean he is to me anymore. Never, ever, ever keep your problems in-house. Trust me. It's very, very effective. It works.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Denmark recalls Korean ramen for being too spicy. You know, this is exactly why I won't go to these Nordic countries. And I want to go see these Nordic countries like Norway and Sweden. And I want to see Viking stuff. The food, every time I look, it's always some raw fish or some piece of crap. You're rejecting the spicy Korean food? That's the whole reason I want to go. Chris, what's smoked puffin? That's a penguin? I thought it was a drug. No, I don't want any smoked puffin. Supreme Court unanimously strikes down a lawsuit challenging FDA approval of abortion pill. I had a bunch of people email this to me today. It was a 9-0 decision, and a bunch of people are acting as if it was a big loss for the pro-life community. I will tell you, I reached out to not only lawyers, the pro-life activists I know, and none of them repeated that at all. None of them echoed that. They all were fairly dismissive of this. This was just kind of a setup to get to a better case. So don't, if you're pro-life like I am, don't get down on that. No big deal. New congressional report exposes Dr. Fauci's department for concealing plans to engineer mutant monkeypox virus, risking another global pandemic. I almost forgot about monkeypox. Oh, monkeypox. Remember when they came out with monkeypox and said we should be scared, and then we started to figure out how monkeypox spreads. And then a couple kids got it. Then a dog got it. And then it just disappeared from the news. I wonder why that is. Sources say Joe Biden's Gaza pier is endangering troops' lives for a photo op. These people are so depraved and evil, they would kill all of our troops for a photo op. After all, they've done it before. Biden faces first lawsuit over new asylum crackdown at the border. Yeah, asylum crackdown. There's no crackdown at all. Nothing's. This is from NBC.
Migrants who cross the border illegally are still being released into the U.S. by border agents. 1 week after President Biden signed an executive action suspending their entry.
If they choose to come without permission and against the law, they'll be restricted from receiving asylum and staying in the United States.
But of course, he lied about all that. They're still letting all of them in. As I've mentioned many times before, a central part of the communist plan to destroy America is an open border. Fill up the country with illegals. You can destroy a country of any size. They're never going to back off of this for any reason. All right? We'll do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. You ready for that? That's all.